Do you see what he implies with the unique nature of this gift, that is, in the general advantage, and how everywhere he assigns the greater honor to that which promotes the benefit of many? For don't the first ones also speak to men as well? Please tell me. But not as much edification and exhortation and comfort. So the empowerment by the Spirit is common to both, to him who prophesies as well as to him who speaks in tongues. But in this, the one has an advantage in that he is also beneficial to the listeners, for those who spoke in tongues were not understood by those who didn't have the gift.